You are listening to Consider This, episode 118, for September 14, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, thanks for joining me as I bring you my conservative commentary in just 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, and you've joined us for Consider This. Join us in giving us your opinion by writing to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or by calling 267-CALL-CT0. Or you can join in on the fun at the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and have a discussion on this show's show notes. That's CT as in Clerk Tempest. And indeed, this show has just one topic this time around, that county clerk causing a media firestorm over her religious objections. That's coming up. Did you know you can support this podcast without doing anything other than shopping at Amazon? It's true. If you use Amazon.com at all, just go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and click on the Amazon link in the right-hand column. You'll pay the same price, but some of that will come back here. It's as easy as that. Kim Davis is the county clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky. It's an elected government position, not one where she was appointed or hired. That'll be important to know later on. Davis is the person who refused to issue marriage licenses with her name on them after the Supreme Court overrode state laws to find a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. In Kentucky, that meant they nullified the votes of 75% of Kentuckians. One man, one vote, indeed. Well, Davis is a Christian, and she felt that her religious beliefs compelled her to not issue marriage licenses with her name or title on them to same-sex couples. She felt that this would be a tacit endorsement of something she considered against her religion. Student-led prayers at football games or graduation ceremonies have been considered endorsements of religion in many places, even though the student isn't speaking for the school or the government. If those prayers are supposedly an endorsement of religion by the state, certainly one's name or position on the marriage license could be seen as an endorsement as well, by the person whose name is in fact representing the government. Further, instead of discriminating against specific couples, she stopped issuing them to anyone until her religious objection could be accommodated. Some accused her of discriminating against same-sex couples, but that's a rather tough point to make when opposite-sex couples can't get one either. It doesn't stop them from making the accusation, of course, but it shows how desperate some folks are to play the victim. What she wanted was an accommodation for her religious beliefs, you know, just like nurses who had objections to being involved in abortions, or pacifist postal workers who had religious objections to processing draft registration forms, or a Jehovah's Witness employee who had a religious objection to raising a flag, which was a task assigned to him, or a philosophically vegetarian bus driver who refused to hand out hamburger coupons as part of an agency's promotion aimed at boosting ridership. Now, in those cases and many others, people were given an accommodation for their beliefs, religious or otherwise. There is a great, if lengthy, article linked in the show notes by First Amendment scholar Eugene Volokh that gets into the ins and outs of what the requirements are for creating such accommodations and what its limits might be. His ultimate conclusion is that Davis's requests are probably not burdensome to her employer, in this case the state of Kentucky, and thus could still happen. But instead of accommodating, a federal judge, interestingly not a state one, ordered that she be jailed for not performing this task. I have a question for you. If Kim Davis had sat at home watching the Hallmark Channel and eating bonbons, instead of coming to work at the county clerk's office, would she have been immediately thrown into jail? Here's where the fact that she's an elected official comes in. I'm absolutely positive that there are remedies in Kentucky law that deal with that situation. State laws, not federal ones. And I'm guessing, but I'm pretty sure, that being summarily incarcerated is probably not step one. A recall election, perhaps, or an act by the state legislature? But I would imagine that federal action tossing her in the slammer is not one of those remedies. And while we're on the subject of government officials not doing their jobs, has anyone been put in jail in those sanctuary cities for not enforcing immigration law? I'll give you a hint. No. Ignoring or resisting laws is an arresting offense, or it's okie-dokie, depending on the current administration's viewpoint. Sorry, that's not how law enforcement works. It's either one or the other. And while we're talking about getting arrested for a crime, has anyone from Planned Parenthood been arrested despite ample evidence of hiding instances of rape or killing fully delivered children for their organs? Has anyone in the Department of Justice been arrested for supplying guns to Mexican drug cartels? Has anyone in the IRS been arrested for illegally targeting conservative groups? For all these questions, I will give you the same hint. No. Oh, and if you mishandle classified information via email on an unauthorized and insecure server, you too can be the front runner for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. But dare stop the flow of marriage licenses due to religious objections, and a federal judge will put you behind bars for 6 days. Maybe if Kim Davis got on ABC News and said she's sorry, all would be forgiven. Yeah, right. Is America still the land of the free? Seems like it's becoming less and less so all the time. But because of people like Kim Davis, at least it's still the home of the brave. I will say this about her situation. Prior to the judge's ruling, I fully expected that she would be disciplined in some way by the state, and I would not have had trouble with that. I would have still thought that she needed a religious accommodation, but before that happened, I would understand some action being taken against her. As an elected official, she took an oath to follow and carry out the law. I'd support her appeal on religious grounds, but I would not fault the state of Kentucky for following their law. Civil disobedience has often meant arrest, and sometimes that's what it takes to get your point across. In fact, sometimes the arrest itself helps make your point and bring visibility to your cause. So some action against Kim Davis should not have been unexpected. My issue is with this being federal action, and that action being immediate jail time. As I've noted, much larger issues go unpunished by the feds while they busy themselves with the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk. Oaths mean something. Certainly, the current federal administration isn't leading by example, allowing some to break theirs without consequence while jailing others. But I guess these days, it's the people that have to lead the government by example. But you know something else? The First Amendment means something, too. Democrats used to believe that when they overwhelmingly supported the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act that Bill Clinton signed. Today, however, that has come in conflict with a political agenda, and when politics and principle come up against each other, yes, they choose politics every time. So give me your thoughts on Kim Davis and whether or not what she's doing is civil disobedience. Does she have a point, or is she going about this all wrong? By the time this episode goes out, she'll have gone back to work, so we'll see what happens next. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. And if you visit the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, you can find a transcript of this show, a discussion area, and even more ways to get in touch, including the Facebook page. Join me there for some tidbits between episodes, and don't forget, I'm still accepting Ask Me Anything-style questions for a future show. So join me on this journey as we consider this.